Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me on the phone today is the president of the Center for Rural Policy and Development, Brad Finstead. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So we are in the midst of what is supposed to be a pretty short legislative session, and how are things going so far?
I would say the tone seems to be fast and furious.
Mm-hmm.
There is a abbreviated session because of the state capitol reconstruction, and space is limited, time is limited, and in some cases people's patience is limited. Mm. So you're seeing a lot of things move quickly right now.
What are the things that, I mean, I know that they wanted to get something substantial done for transportation. It's a pretty big issue for rural Minnesota. Well, where are they at with that?
Yeah, so the committees are still working through that process. You know, I think everyone at the Capitol will agree that it is a need, and a comprehensive transportation plan needs to be addressed by the legislature this session. You know, ultimately it comes down to the age-old debate of who and how is it going to be paid for. So, you know, the revenue opportunities like gas tax or bonding or, you know, traditional just general fund appropriations is at the center of the debate once again. Over the last couple weeks, the conversation has also, I would say, probably strengthened a little bit in regards to transit.
Mm-hmm.
Representative Jim Knobloch, who represents the St. Cloud area, has just came out with a proposal or his support for extending light rail from the Northern Metro all the way to St. Cloud. So, you know, traditionally the transit or the light rail conversation has been very metro-centric, and now we're seeing it finger out into the rural parts of the state. So it'll be interesting to see how that gets folded into the overall transportation conversation.
It's so interesting. What's old is new again, right? I mean, there used to be rail transportation to all points around the state back in the day.
Hmm. It is amazing in policy how sometimes issues are revisited, and you know, so in regards to the funding, you know, the gas tax, the general fund appropriation, bonding. I mean, these are all old conversations. These are all age-old policy debates, and it's just finding that right mix or that right percentage of each bucket of money that that really gets the funding done. But, you know, something that is different this legislative session or this legislature is that everyone will agree that there's a big hole in our transportation infrastructure and that we need to step up to the plate as a state and address it and fund it for the long term. So that, you know, if you can get everyone to agree to that, that there actually is a problem, that how we fix it, you know, usually becomes a little bit easier.
Sure.
You know, people can't hide and deny that the fact that we do have significant amount of money that's needed to upgrade our transportation.
Well, hey, thanks for spending some time with us, Brad. I really appreciate it, and best wishes to you and your family.
Yes, thank you.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.